Hey guys, it's Monday. We're here in the podcast studio, and I've got a new guest for us as we are thinking about just life in the glass house, what it looks like, how we can be praying for pastors' families and different things like that. And today in the studio, I've got Lydia Gaitan. Am I saying your last name correctly?
Yes.
How would you say it in Nicaragua?
Lydia Gaitan.
Gaitan, yeah. So many of you guys know Lydia. Those of you who do not, Lydia is the daughter of Oscar and Tammy Gaitan, who are Oscar's pastor there in Nicaragua, and is kind of a coordinator for missions and different things like that. So, Lydia, welcome to the podcast here. You are, what are you doing in the States right now?
I'm here for college. I'm studying secondary language art education.
Okay, and where are you going to school?
At Central Baptist College.
Central Baptist College. Lydia, why would I have you on this podcast right now?
Because you invited me.
Well, that's true. I did invite you. Tell us who your parents are.
My parents are missionaries down there for the BMA. Mm-hmm. They have been working since 2004, and I've just grown up my whole life with them.
Yeah. Oscar and Tammy.
Yes.
Down in Nicaragua. Mm-hmm. I first met you. I first met Lydia when she was just a baby. And we were down there doing some mission work, and we went all over the place, bouncing you around in this little bitty school bus where we just went everywhere. And that's my first memory of you. Just, you were just such a chill baby, Lydia. and now you're here. And so that kind of makes you qualified to talk about what we've been talking about over the last several months, about just this life in the glass house. When you're a PK, or an MK, it seems like everybody gets to look in on your life and something like that. And so we've just been talking with PKs and MKs and just asking them, how would you encourage church members to pray for pastors' families generally? And then in this case, with Oscar and Tammy particularly. So how would you encourage people to pray for your family?
First of all, I would encourage them to pray for our missionary life.
Okay.
Because, like, we are something, like, with the people, you know, we're, like, we're strong, we help, we serve, we do everything.
Yeah.
But, like, when we go back home and all that, I can see that, you know, it's hard.
It's very hard.
It's hard. But at the end of the day, God always gives us that strength.
Yeah.
To continue and continue. And even though, like, when we can't, because yeah. It's not only my dad's job or my mom's job, it's us as children too,
right.
Me and my brother and all that.
Right.
And so
yeah.
We're part of that ministry.
That's right. You go on the trips. You go, yes. And you've gone on the trips all your life. I can definitely see how that would be. I mean, it's not just physically exhausting. I mean, it is. The different places where you guys go, where Oscar and Tammy goes, and I can't even begin to count probably how many churches have been started and planted through their ministry. But then to come home, there's not just physical exhaustion, there's emotional exhaustion, mm-hmm. There's mental exhaustion, there's spiritual exhaustion there. And so, yeah, I think that's a great thing to help our people remember, is that the people that you see on the front lines, they do go home and they do collapse in their bed. And sometimes they go home and they cry, or they just think, is this worth it? You know? And to remember to pray for their spiritual refreshment, their emotional stability, and even their physical ability as well. That's a great thing to remind our people of. Because a lot of times it's just on the platform.
Yes.
Where we see. And even the kids that are involved there. So you guys are located in Catarina, correct?
Messiah.
Messiah.
Yes.
Okay, so that's someplace new, isn't it?
Yes, we've been working in Messiah, Messiah Church, for over 10 years.
Okay. Well, it's been at least that long since I've been in Nicaragua.
Yes.
Okay.
So the church, big church, is in Messiah.
Uh-huh.
And then we split. Like half of the people that go from Catarina area and the other city called San Juan de Oriente, we meet at my grandma's school,
uh-huh.
a Lighthouse Baptist School. I don't know if you remember that.
Uh-huh.
And we meet there at 4. And then the people from Messiah, we meet church at 9.
Yeah.
And so, like, so that's another thing, you know, we go to, like, all the family goes to the church at 9, and then we all the family goes to the church at 4.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a Sunday routine.
It's just
routine,
the routine. And yeah, it's routine. There's no days off.
Yes.
There's no days off. That is for sure. Well, what a great thing for all of us to remember, especially those that are church members, and you're thinking about your pastor, you're thinking about the different ministers that work in your church or are different missionaries. What you see when you see them on the platform or when you see them on social media, don't forget that they're human and they get worn out, they get exhausted. And so to pray for them that they would live by faith, and what Lydia has just said is that the Lord would continue to strengthen them in all areas to continue the ministry. We'll see you next Monday when we've got Lydia here again.